Hey, nigga, guess what I just picked up?
Nigga, talk to your nigga.
Hey, my fucking Jesus piece. Nigga, look at your boy. Look at your boy. Hey, nigga, look, real quick. Look at Jesus' eyes, though. Nigga, they got diamonds in it. Nigga, I iced out Jesus' face on these bitches, nigga. Hey, don't ever question my religion. I just put 50 stacks on Jesus' face out here, nigga. You see it? Hey, real quick. Look at his headband.
Oh!
Look at your boy, nigga. Nigga, I put the fucking rubies around a nigga fucking joint, nigga. Joe, chill. Here come Kanye. Shut up. Let me turn my piece around.
Now, we got to lay cool.
We tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one?
You are now listening to Forget That Yo Radio. Forget That Yo Radio. The number one show on planet Earth. Any other show, Forget That Yo.
Urban Gorilla DJs. Worldwide. We the squad.
Yeah. Check it. Hey yo, dead body flow, raps, cold mass murder. Yeah, I'm on that, yeah, and on Good Burger. You can ask Keenan, cause you know I rock more. I'm just trying to wear some Jordan 4s on a world tour with my niggas, my mans, doing shows with the fans. Cause the niggas spinning hotter than Iraq and Iran. But we cool like some fans, take a look how we live. Stay fresher than Will, Uncle Phil and Viv. Nigga, shout to Bel Air, and them dope night gas. Cause you know it's mandatory that I have a fresh pair. Take a chick in the snare, bass heavy like bears. And I'm Chi-Town cold, bring the North Face gear. And I'm flowing like Niagara, ain't no need for Viagra. I go hard, spread them tracks out, then running like the NAR. Robinson, Michigan, Wolverine, 16. Flipping words like a gymnast, I don't need no balance beam. Shout out to the team, matter of fact, the regime kicks me. Yeah, my sneakers lower people's self-esteem. Grinding every morning like some coffee and a cream. Scoring like a Jordan, getting domed like Dean. Shout to Carolina, they know it's out in China. Rap's real, I always keep it a bean like a llama. Mad cause I got more lines than typewriters. Plus a nigga future is brighter than highlighters. Not to mention I handle the scribble like a dribble. I'm hotter than the Congo, I'm rhyming with all these riddles. Or maybe off the head, a snapback, Tisa. And the rap's fat boy, Queen Latifah. Paper inked up like Wiz Khalifa. White girls love a nigga jungle, fever. And no, I ain't Snipes, Wesley. Hoes like some cleaners, look at how they press me. Contemplating whether I should let them undress me. Cause if they cuff Kobe, then I know they gonna arrest me. Straight to the point, New York Knicks, John Starks. More bars than Mandela, Martin Luther, Rosa Parks. Sitting in the front, probably why they want to diss me. Catch me on the line, I'm automatic, dirt and whiskey. Yeah, that means I'm dirty, I'm rap Steph Curry. Or maybe Space Jam, and I think I'm Bill Murray.
I don't need no help with the free throws. We don't even need no glass. And that's why, you know, we keep close watch on the freaks. Take shots at the free throw line. And you know, I don't need no help with the free throws. I don't need no help with the free throws. I don't need no help with the free throws.
Take shots at the free throw line.
It's like dun 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 dun.
All right, yo, what's up? We got another episode of Forget That Yo Radio. We got KD, a.k.a. the, I don't know, man, but I was going to go into a big list, but I can't think of nothing. But we got Stone, a.k.a. the midget fighter up in the building.
Lesbian altercation haver.
A.k.a. I'll slap you with a salt shaker.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, man, it goes down, man.
And once again, you know, we missing the Black Hawk. We're going to start putting up warning signs. Not warning signs, but missing signs.
First of all, he's going to change his name to No Show Moreno. You know what I'm saying? That has been passed on to him.
Oh, so he's taking the mantle now?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And now we're going to put out an APB for him, man.
There we go.
Boy, the dude that
But we're going to put a missing poster up for him. So if you happen to see him, you know, call in. Let us know if he's been spotted. Because first it was slinging T-shirts out of his trunk. But now he's just missing entirely. So
I don't know what's going on, man.
Yo, but what's been good with you, man, past week?
Oh, man, you know, I've been working. You know what I'm saying? They trying to give your boy some more money, you know. So I got to put in a little work and shit.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they're making a mistake, but it's cool. You know what I'm saying? Because, yo, I've been there probably like 2 months, 3 months, something like that. And they was like, yo, we want you to take over. I'm like,
oh, nice.
Word? I'm like, yo, shorty been here for 2 years. The other chick been here for a year, man. Like, I don't think that's going to go over well. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
that sounds like a personal problem, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, now, don't get me wrong. I'm going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
But y'all might want to talk to them. You know what I'm saying? You coming me the wrong way, and it's always going to be a problem. And then a dude hit me up the other day, man. He was like, yo, we opening up a store. It's like 2 hours away from here, man. He's like, yo, we want you to go down there and set it up. I was like, all right, man, bet. TDY. Extra bread. They gonna give me a hotel and everything, man. I'm like, what? Nice. What's up?
See, and that goes to show you that, you know, you've been in that place 2 years and somebody that come in 2 months get promoted over you.
Yeah.
That's a... You need to reevaluate what you're doing with your life.
And yo, I always be looking at them, and in my mind, I be like, yo, I'm taking your spot. Mad? I'm taking your spot.
You mad? You mad? You ain't gonna do nothing, but you mad? Ah, that's crazy. Man, I gotta start myself. I gotta start studying up because that E7 test coming around, Master Sergeant.
So, oh, word. No doubt.
Yeah, so I missed it last year by 20 points. So,
oh, man, hell no.
Yeah, but you know how the Air Force work. We earn points based on how long we've been in and time and grade and all that stuff. So I made those 20 points up this year alone, but I'm about to hit this book. That way it won't even be no doubt.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, be the first one on the list, dog.
Yep. So I won't get promoted to 2014, but as long as it's...
I've been there, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, as long as it's on the books, I'm good to go.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm going to start spending money like I already got.
I ain't going to do nothing crazy now. You got to earn a promotion first before anything, so.
Oh, no, nah, you know how people get down.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, that tax refund coming. Oh, nigga, new TV.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, get that check, it be short than a motherfucker.
But that's why you have to prioritize. That's one of the main things we've been talking about is prioritizing what's important and what's not.
Yo, man, speaking of that, dog, this chick I work with, she's like on a janitor contractor type shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she get paid in euro. Man, she said she get like 725 euro. That's roughly like $950.
Mm-hmm.
She said she ain't been paid in a month and a half.
Ooh.
Nigga, I would not have that job. Y'all need to kiss my ass, dog. I'm surprised
she ain't ran up in there slapping folks with broom handles and stuff like that. Like, where my money at?
Yo, I would come to work and just sit down. Okay, I'm here. I'm on the clock. If I don't get my money, nigga, y'all don't get shit done, B. Fuck that.
Man, you gonna clean these toilets? No.
Nigga, you gonna pay me?
No, I'm serious. Start getting paid under the table. I scrub this toilet. You pay me right here on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, this toilet gonna be sitting here. There is.
You don't think it's $20 a stroke?
Man, be sitting there mad. Man, this toilet dirty. Hell, it's still it's other people's stuff up in here. Well, that's gonna be $20 to get that one streak out.
Hey, you better take a collection. You put a bucket outside the door or something.
Like them dudes that be sitting up in the bathroom when you be at the club or something like that.
Yeah.
Be handing you the towels and stuff. She's sitting in there with the with a bucket of Mr. Clean and a scrubber.
Yo, that's just mandatory over here, dog. Yo, I'm serious, man. Like, yo, we go to a bathroom, like, out in town and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's even if nobody's there, which the ones who's there don't do nothing but look at you really, like, nigga, you know you're supposed to tip me, right? There be a plate sitting in between the two bathrooms with nobody there, when you come out and you're supposed to drop something off. And yo, there's one place, dog, they have a, you know how clubs got 2 drink minimums, nigga?
Yeah.
they got a tip minimum. A tip minimum, dog. It says the least amount you can give is like €1.
Wow.
Like, yo, nigga, really? I was taking a... Who wants to pay for pissing?
But you know, that goes to show just how greedy some of these corporations and some of these places are. Because I was told one time before about... in airports, they have it so you have to pay to go use the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, really, something that I can go to a side of a building or go out in my backyard and do for free, I gotta pay for? For real?
Look at it. If I gotta pay for pissing, something's getting pissed on, B.
I'm serious.
Man, like, yo, the first time we was over here, I think I told a story before that we went to Frankfurt from my man's crib, right? Man, we had a three liter bottle of Crown Royal, and we're walking around the city with this shit, right? So, yo, when you drinking, man, you gotta piss. You know what I'm saying?
As soon as you break that seal, it's a wrap.
You know what I'm saying? So the first place we go to, it's a pay toilet. I'm like, man, I'm not paying to piss, man. But, like, the city was so crowded that day, man, that if I'd have pissed on something, I'd have been that dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at this motherfucker. Fucking American. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, I walked around holding my piss so long. KD, when I tell you, nigga, my back hurt. I had to piss so bad. Like, it was fucking up my walk.
That's that road trip. That's that road trip piss when you ain't trying to... stop the car for nothing. You're like, man, I'm trying to get here. You hold it, it'd be all in your back.
Yo, man, but just think about walking around. You know what I'm saying? I'm walking around just trying to go to different bathrooms that I ain't got to pay for, man. Yo, it was so bad. Yo, and as soon as I pissed, yo, everything was good. You know what I'm saying? I was in there, nigga, back don't hurt no more. Yo, man, I'm never doing that again, man.
Man, but you know how bad they gotta jack you up the first time you go to use the bathroom, and you be like, a quarter? What?
Yeah, what the fuck is
that? It don't even be a quarter. It'd be like some ridiculous price, like, you know, $1. You'd be like, for real?
These motherfuckers. Yo, that's all right. Yo, the club over here, the very first club I went to, we go in, they ain't ask for no money. They gave me this card, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what the fuck is this? Still not knowing what it was, I'm ordering drinks and shit. They taking the card and punching it. I'm like, whatever, I'm gonna throw this bitch away anyway. Right? So at the end of the night, the club's closing. They asking for the card. I'm like, yo, they ran a tab on a nigga.
They didn't even give you no choice. They just told you, take this.
You know, so, yo.
Oh, man.
But included in it is your admission to the club and everything that you drank. Yo, we at the door. Yo, me and my brother at the door, man. I'm like, look. Niggas, you ready to run? Because I am.
It's about to go down.
For real, yo. Like, yo, nigga. As soon as that door cleared, nigga, you better haul ass, dog.
Man, that's so crazy. But you know what? That reminds me of a story, though. And it's going to the club, but it's the exact opposite. I can't remember if we told this story or not. But did I tell you about when homeboy tried to get us in the club with Japanese yen?
What?
Yes, okay. I haven't told the story. Alright.
Wait. It's not the one where the dude patted you down karate style.
Nah. This is a different story.
Alright.
Nah. This is what happened, right? It was me and Ant and our boy Landry, the dude Jeremy Wah.
Mm-hmm.
We had been chilling, and mind you, at the time, we was younger. We was like 22, 23 at the time, right? So, you know, we weren't really making money like that in the Air Force.
Yeah.
But where we was at, up in Georgia, homeboy Landry was like, yo, let's go to the club. Me and Ant was like, man, we can't do that. Landry was like, I got y'all. All right, well, you know, that's my favorite word in the dictionary, free. You got me?
Hell,
all
right. Yeah.
So, we get up in the car. Mind you, we drove probably about an hour out the way to get to where this club was at, because Macon is like, I say about 30 minutes away from, you know, the Air Force base where we was at. So we drove all the way up there. We thinking we gonna get in, we gonna have a good time, whoop-de-woo. What happened? We get up to the window, and this dude whipped out some Japanese yen and handed it to the dude that was taking money at the door.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude looked at us like, are you serious? And we looking at Landry like, man, stop playing. He was like, he was like, nah, man, I got y'all. And we like, dude, you really ain't got no money. And he was steady trying to convince the dude, like, yo, this money is good. It's Japanese yen. We have been making, yeah, right?
The fucking door dude ain't understand what that nigga said.
He looking at us like, I'm thinking we about to get kicked out. Like, you know, oh, I'm talking about Uncle Phil.
Jazzy Jeff type shit.
I'm thinking we about to get tossed out like that. Because the dude was looking at us like, for real? As if that wasn't bad enough. Now, mind you, we already drove an hour out the way. We done already had told homeboy that, you know, we ain't had the money to get in. So now we sitting there looking stupid, can't get in. This dude trying to hand a bouncer or whoever, the dude taking money, Japanese yen, right? Mm-hmm. So finally, when he put the Japanese yen away, why this dude whipped out a food stamp card?
What?
A laminated food stamp card and was like, what about this? Man, when I tell you we got in the car and was heated, we was like, man, we ain't going nowhere with you no more.
For real, man. Like, nigga, you at least could have warned us about this shit.
Something.
Dude.
You know, dude, my homeboy, love him to death, but it was one of them things where it was like, man, when you do stuff like that, you could have gave us a heads up that you was going to do something. Because we would have stopped by the ATM. We could have pulled
Yeah,
up,
man.
We
just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I at least got $20 or something, man.
Or we just would have been like, nah, forget that, yo. We ain't going to the club today.
Hell
something.
Yeah.
But now nah, this dude let us go all the way, an hour out the way up to this club just to sit there and watch him try to hand him Japanese yen and a food stamp card.
Nigga, why did you think that was going to work?
I'm like, oh, Lord, this dude trying to get us up in the club with a wick check. Like, come on, dude.
That's not, yo, I got a story like that. All right. It's funny to me. It might not be funny to nobody else. This shit was funny to me. Yo, me and like, I want to say three other people. I know Fudge was there, my man B, and somebody else, man. So, yo, we going to the club. The club is like an hour away. Oh, nigga, they fighting.
Nah, yo, he barking at the door.
Yo, 30 minutes into this hour ride, I realize my ID card is gone and my license is gone.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, yo, I ain't got no kind of ID on me, man. It's like, nigga, we not turning around. Either you could stay at this girl crib or sit in the car, but we go forward to this club, right? I'm like, shit, right? So, yo, I'm digging in my wallet. I'm like, yo, I gotta have something. The only thing in my wallet with a picture on it is my dad's inmate card.
That's this already just sounds bad.
You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing in my wallet with a fucking picture on it, right? I'm like, man, maybe I can swing this, right? So I'm off the bait, like, man, I worked it out in my mind like this, right? If I show this nigga this inmate card, he's not gonna look at the birthday, because that shit say 1956. Nigga, there's no way I'm that old.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's an inmate card and my dad looked like he in there for murder. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see this picture, he might not ask too many questions. So, yo, we go. I'm like, fuck it, man. All I can do is try. So we go to the club. It's packed. Niggas is at the door. Dick, right? So, yo, it come up to me. I hand this nigga this card. Now, the card is pink and says inmate on it in big fucking letters, man. So the dude looked at the card, looked at me, and I did my best to put the nigga I just came home look on my face. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I just came home, man. I'm just trying to party, dog. But also behind it was like, nigga, I will fuck you up if you don't.
I did just come out of jail for something. You don't know what. But I did just come out of jail for something.
Hell yeah. So the dude let me in, man. I was like, All right. Yo. And yo, check it out. Me and wifey was riding the other day listening to the last show.
Uh-huh.
And you told that story about when your moms popped up on you.
Yeah.
Okay. It reminded me of, yeah, I was downstairs in the living room. Stupid ass nigga playing with matches, right? Hold on. Not trying to set shit on fire. I'm just striking these hoes, right? Just watching it burn, hitting another one, right? When mom came downstairs, she was like, "What you doing?" Typical dumbass nigga shit. Nothing. So she asked me again, "What you doing?" Nothing. And by this time, I had made the mistake of standing up, right? So, Marv took that as aggression. Like, oh, nigga, you trying to get bad. Hey, man. And, yo, I was probably about 13 years old. And to that point in my life, dog, I did not know my mom was a Golden Glove boxer, dog. Man, she put them beaters on me, man. I was like, yo! Where is this coming from? Like, yo, she's good, dog. She's really good.
Oh, man.
Oh, don't let me forget to mention, this is before school.
Oh, so it's in the morning time.
Yes! I'm crying like a bitch. I ain't combed my hair yet. And she put me out the house. Freshly. It wasn't even an ass whooping, nigga. I got beat up. She put me outside to wait for the bus, nigga. I said, nigga, she the truth.
Yo, what is it about, and it's not dad, it's mom, that she gets some kind of like, some super mom power that come out of nowhere. Cause I ain't got a story for me. I got a story for my brother. Yo, I had went home. I was in the military by this time, and I had went home, and my brother, he was in school still. Cause I got 8 years on my little brother, right?
Yeah.
This dude was out in school and whatnot. And my parents always been a stickler for grades. You know, I was telling that the last time he was up on the show and whatnot. So apparently, my brother brought home like a D or an F or something, right? And I'm sitting upstairs in my room. We had a two-story house. I'm sitting upstairs in my old room, watching TV, chit-chatting on the phone and whatnot, right? All I hear from downstairs is, "That's it! Give me the belt!" I knew what that meant. Been through that story too many times. I was like, "Whoop! Somebody about to get tore up."
Yeah, ass-whooping will commence, nigga.
Well, yeah. Apparently, my brother didn't get that message that you're not gonna run. My brother is a runner, but he still ain't getting the message that you're not gonna run. So, dude, all I heard was feet hitting the carpet. So I go outside to see what's going on. You know, I come out the room to see what's going on. My brother is beating feet up the steps. Boom, 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 boom. Right behind him is my mom. She's skipping. I'm talking about she's skipping like three or four steps at a time with the belt in her hand. My brother made the mistake of going the long way around a little. We have one of those little single chairs right there at the top of the steps. My brother made the mistake of going around that. When I say my mom jumped from three steps down, up over that seat, and caught him in midair with the belt on his back.
Oh, man. Yo, she's man. A ninja.
Yo. I went inside my room dying laughing. I was like, oh, this is not going to be pretty. This is so not going to be pretty. I'm like, I'm sitting there in amazement. Like, she really just skipped three steps.
Yo, she's good.
And the couch in one fluid motion. It wasn't like she, you know, got to the top and then hurdled the couch. She did this in all one fluid motion and caught him in midair in his back. And it just looked like something out of a movie. You know how you see stuff in slow motion? You'd be like,
yo. Man, that was dope.
And it was like that drunk slow-mo, too. I wasn't even drinking. That's the funny part about it. It was that drunk slow-mo. Like, yo, this is really happening. Yo, and when she caught him, he had that fall. Like, you know how they get shot in the back in the movies? Yeah, that was his fall. And she commenced the swing, and I just closed the door. And I was like, po, brother. Yeah. Po, little dude.
Yo, that reminds me of... Oh, man. Like, I think... This ass whooping here was the reason that she put them Fist of Fury on me the next time. Alright, dumb nigga shit, dog. I stole some money from my grandmother.
Ooh.
Yeah, like I think it was like $1.50. On some old dumb nigga shit, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So shit came out, nigga, I stole the money, right? So my mama took me home, talked bad to me the whole ride. I can't believe you did this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it got real bad, man. So we get in the house. She was like, yo, go take a bath. Why they want you to take a bath before ass whooping?
They want that skin soft.
Yeah, so you know, that belt ain't gonna slide. You know what I'm saying? That shit gonna stick to you and grab, man. So I was like, man, shit. This gonna be bad, right? So I takes the bath. She's like, yo, go in the living room and get the belt. She said it so calm. I thought she, you know what I'm saying, she had came down off, I'm about to try to kill this nigga type shit, right?
Yeah.
Nah, man. So being the genius that I am, I hide the belt.
Oh, wow.
Do that shit behind the chair and everything, right? Now let me explain the belt. It was like a weightlifting belt, but it wasn't. You know what I'm saying? But you know how they skinny on the ends, but thick in the middle?
Yeah.
That's the way this belt was. So she had all grip and was covering all area. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, I hide the belt, and I go back there until I can't find it. At the time, my aunt lived with us. And she said the belt was on the couch. I'm like, this snitch-ass nigga here.
I never forgive you for this shit.
Yo. So we all go in the living room. I'm still sticking to, I don't know where this fucking belt at. My aunt looked behind the chair. Here you go, right here. He threw it behind the chair. You ain't had to add that. You know what I'm saying? You ain't had to add that. Man. That extra gas you just put on this fire, nigga, you gonna get me fucked up.
Like, you ain't get the memo. You know snitches get stitches, right? Hey, you my auntie. I love you, but I will jack you up.
Man. So, yo, moms went medieval on a nigga, son. Nigga, she made me put my upper body on the couch. And she sat on my back.
Oof.
Yeah, and yo, when I say she dug in, nigga, and packed the lunch with it, son. She was, yo, I was, she was getting that ass.
Oh, man.
It was so bad, my nigga, that I just said, fuck it, yo, and threw her off of me, my nigga. Like, I couldn't take no more. She was giving me that work, for real. I just tossed up off of me, man. Now, most times, you would think that would stop the ass whooping.
No, no, no.
Yo, she kept going beat me to my room. Yo, told me to get in the bed, right? And said, every time I think about what you did, I'm coming back here to beat your ass again.
That man undercover's having nightmares.
Yo, any sound, they all care what it is. Oh, Lord, she coming.
Here she comes. It's a wrap. Oh, Lord. Yo, I two more stories. I'm going to get this on one on me and one on my brother. I'm going to do my brother first, though. And this is why I say, you know what, these stories are why it reminds me that, you know, moms are such an integral part of our lives, because no matter how small they was compared to you, it was something about them that put that fear in you.
Yeah, for real. Yo, niggas have always been more afraid of their mom than anything.
Yeah. Moms is crazy. Love them, but they crazy. It's something about them, but... My brother, we was like, God, like I said, I had 8 years on my brother. So my brother had to be like, I was like 12 at the time. So my brother had to be like 4, right? My brother was always trying to get me in trouble because he had that cute angle that, oh, I'm the baby. So anything you do to me, you're going to get in trouble for, right?
Hell yeah.
So apparently we was outside doing something and it was just me, my brother and my mom, because my dad was gone at the time. He was like TDY or something like that. But it was just us three. So my brother, he played that card with my dad because my dad was always like, okay, you know, don't be messing with your brother. Don't be messing with your brother. So when I got in trouble, I got in trouble with my pops. My mom, she wasn't really on that same level. You know, she was like, all right, you know, I'll deal with this my way, whatnot. So whatever it was my brother was snitching on me about, my mom didn't really care about it. She was just like, all right. And when I say my brother got livid that I didn't get in trouble, mind you, this little dude was 4 years old at the time, right? He walked out the room mad. And all I heard him say was, damn wall. And he punched the wall. Boom. When I say that the scene got thick, you know how like on horror movies when it just get dark all of a sudden?
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, did that just happen? That's what happened in that house. Because it just got like the air got sucked out that room. Because all you heard was, damn wall. And I looked at my mom's and I heard she just swole up all of a sudden. She said, what did you say? He looked back and I thought she was getting ready to tear him up. Nah, she took him in a room. She drew a little circle on the wall, right? And she told him, she said, you gonna put your nose in this circle, and if your nose come out that circle, I'm going to beat your ass. When I tell you I had so much fun with this, I'm sitting behind my brother the whole time laughing.
That's so fucked up.
That dude's nose, his nose did not come out that circle though. He was like, shut up, Kevin. Shut up. Crying. Dog, that mess was so funny. I still mess with him about that to this day. But the other story I got about super moms is it's kind of something like yours, where mom just came out of nowhere with this super strength and whatnot.
Yeah.
I came in late. You know, the whole rule was you be inside when the street lights come on and everything, right? So whatever it was, I was playing football out in the neighborhood and whatnot, and I came inside after the street light came on. But something about me that day was just like extra cocky. So I walked up in the house and I was like, yeah, I know. I was out past the street light, but I was right down the street and everything like that, right? Mm-hmm. My mom, she was like, oh, okay. She went about her way. I'm thinking like, oh, okay, I done puffed my chest up a little bit. I'm
damn,
good.
That shit worked?
Yeah. So we proceeded to eat dinner. Dad had put on a movie. We sitting there watching the movie and everything, right? Out of nowhere, my mom snatched me up by my leg and was holding me with one arm upside down, swinging the belt, tearing me up.
Yo.
And I'm sitting there hollering, because it came out of, I'm talking about, I was dead comfortable. I'm sitting Indian style watching the movie. That's how comfortable I was.
You're feeling good.
I'm like, I done puffed up my chest. I done, you know, laid the law down and whatnot. And she came up and just ruined my whole world. Because I'm serious. She came out of nowhere. I just felt that hand around my foot. And she lifted me up and was like, don't you ever tell me what you're going to do in my house again. You will have your little ass in this house by the time. And, you know, she speaking in rhythm with the belt swings, yeah, saying man. All this.
Yo, but it's so cold that she waited.
Yeah.
Yo, she let you get good and comfortable.
I'm talking.
Put that work to you. That's great, man.
it was so funny because it's funny now looking back at it, because like I said, I walked in the house and I just kicked off my shoes and everything. And I was like, yeah, because she had that look on her face like, you know, you in trouble, right?
Yeah, man.
And I was just like, yeah, I know. You ain't got to say nothing. I came in past the street lights, you know, but I was in the neighborhood playing football. Got caught up. We good. You know, like, don't question me about this.
You know what I'm saying? And she thinking in her mind, you know what? I ain't too good.
Yeah, she was like, okay. She didn't say that. She just was like, okay, and proceeded to cook. So I'm like, at any other point in time, I would have got taken out right there on the spot.
Yeah.
But I was like, all right, you know, so I didn't kick my shoes off. Was sitting downstairs with my socks off, Indian style, watching this movie. And she just, you know, Superman grabbed, she monkey grabbed me. Dog, I was upside down holding my ass from the belt swings, and when I get my hands and my ass tore up at the same time, balancing on my head while she steady, you know, she bobbing up and down. Every time she swing the belt, she would lift me up with that one hand and drop me on my head. So I'm just taking double abuse.
Yo, she's amazing. She's crazy.
Yo, after that, I was like, I mean, of course, I got in more trouble. That's when the whole, you know, I passed out story happened. But after that, it was like, I really was kind of cautious about how I tested her. Because I was like, I don't know what she capable of. So I'm not going to test this. And I love my mom to death. But my mom, she passed on some stuff to me that just had me afraid of women, period. Anyway.
Oh, man. Like, yo, my mom's dog, after the Fist of Fury incident... You know what I'm saying? I got a little bigger and shit, man. So I really think she thought in her mind, like, yo, if I have to put my hands on this nigga, I'm going to have to hurt him for real. So from that point on, dog, I ain't get no more ass whoopings. But
all fisticuffs.
No. Not even that. Not even that, dog. She used to take a nigga money. And yo, to me, that hurt worse than an ass whooping. I was like, really? Like, yo, as a kid, man, I ain't buy shit. If I got money for Christmas, birthdays, anything, I kept all that shit, right?
Yeah.
I got in trouble one day, and she came in the room. She's like, I forgot what I did. She's like, did you do that? I'm like, yeah, I did it. Okay. Where that money at?
What?
Like, what does that have to do with anything right now?
Yeah, why are we talking about my funds for her?
You know what I'm saying? I'm taking it. I'm like, and yo, didn't give me no explanation as of why I'm taking it. Like, that dog just, where that money at? It's over there. Gone. Walked out the room, dog. Like, she smooth just dropped the mic. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, damn.
And you could do nothing but sit there and be furious to yourself.
Yo, like, couldn't go to sleep. I'm like thinking, like, damn, nigga, she just, nigga, did I just get robbed? She ain't even have a pistol. I just got stuck up without a gun.
By my own mom's. Yo, but see, again, that's why I say it's moms like that is the reason why a lot of us grow up to be decent citizens in this world. When you have a mom like that that put the fear in you, I ain't talking about the fear of God. I'm talking about the fear of what your mom is going to do to you.
Hell yeah. Hell
you
yeah,
know,
man.
That's when you learn your lesson, and you be like, man, where, bump what you heard. I ain't dealing with this woman one-on-one.
Yo,
y'all can have it.
If you have ever said that, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, damn, I gotta go deal with my moms, man. You are a well-adjusted dude, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, if you have that fear, and it's not even on no bitch shit, you know what I'm saying? What she gonna do? Nigga, just the fact that you disappointing your moms, man. You's a well-adjusted dude, man.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And that's why, you know, it's the holidays and whatnot, so we just want to give a shout out to the moms out there who's holding it down, raising, you know, decent men and decent women out here, because there's a lot of y'all who are doing it by yourselves.
Yeah,
and it's a lot of y'all who are doing it with somebody in your lives, but you still holding it down either way. So
yeah, man, I'm gonna put that song on something. I'll always love my mama.
Yo, but sad news that happened yesterday. We ain't gonna hit on it too much because it's really, really depressing what happened. But yesterday, Friday the 14th of December, there was a mass shooting up in Newton, Connecticut. And a lot of innocent children lost their lives yesterday for nothing.
Shit's senseless, man.
You know, it was teachers that they went out their way to protect the students. It was some teachers, I think it was the principal, who lost his life too. But you know, there's no explanation about what happened. You know, all we know is from, you know, what the report passed down, and that the dude apparently flipped his wig, killed his mom, and then took her guns and went to school and shot up the school. And again, you know, he went at an elementary school, and there's nothing worse than going after innocent kids anyway. You know, you hear about these pedophiles and stuff all the time, but it's nothing worse than going at a child who, you know, probably has so much potential in this world and is just gone just senselessly. So, you know, we here at Forget That Yo Radio want to just give our prayers to the families who lost ones, and we just want to say, you know, take this time to make sure you hug your kids, make sure you hug your loved ones and tell them you love them, because, you know, you never know what can happen. And it's, you know, as a parent, I think that's your worst nightmare, because you never want to bury your own child, especially after something like that. So
yeah, man, just, yo, gotta love your kids, man. That's it. Just anybody you love, man, just tell them you love them, because the world is crazy.
Yeah. You never know. You never know. And, I mean, yesterday was a lot of talk about, you know, it being the last days because of stuff like that. But, again, you know, whether it is or whether it's not, that's why, you know, they always say, you know, love the ones that, you know, make sure you tell your loved ones that you love them, because you can walk out the door and they, you know, you not come back, or something happened to them, you not see them again. So, but trying to flip that off, because I don't want to hit too much on it. You know,
get emotional and shit.
Yeah, we wanted to pay respects to that incident, most death, but it was something that kind of, it wasn't funny, but it was kind of ironic that it happened. Because when the police originally identified the shooter, they gave the wrong name. And apparently the dude was at work, whoever they identified. Because the dude who, you know, he committed that travesty and whatnot, he took himself out senselessly. But the cops put out the wrong name. So this dude was getting, you know, they said his Facebook wall was lit up, his Twitter TL was lit up and everything, and he was like, yo, that wasn't me. I'm at work. And he worked in New York, like a whole hour away, so he getting all these, you know, people were saying, oh, you know, we talk about the foolishness of social media all the time. Apparently they was lighting his stuff up and was like, oh, you coward, blah blah blah. And it was like, yo, I'm at work.
and I've been here all day.
What are you talking about? Yo, so that was kind of like a gaffe on that, because some dude got lit up and turned into a killer all because, you know,
cops put out the wrong name.
And we can just say that, you know, he's lucky that he didn't get killed or nothing like that, because people
you know
are crazy.
How motherfuckers get overzealous, dog. Like, yo, I'm going to become a vigilante. Nigga, sit down.
But, yo, on the other news, something else that I found quite interesting this week was there was a convicted killer out there. And, you know, if anybody's listening to our show that's a Justin Bieber fan, there was somebody out there that was plotting on taking Justin Bieber out.
Taking him out, son.
Yeah.
Hey, man, how do you get to the point where you want to cut off another man's balls?
They said he was obsessed with him. I'm like, okay, why can't you be obsessed like these little girls and just put his poster on the wall?
Yeah.
Go about your way.
But, yo, the dude is dumb, right? How the hell, first of all, how you can talk a nigga into doing this for you is crazy.
Yeah.
He in jail talks another nigga into doing this shit, right? And the dude, do your research, the dude that he talked to had a Justin Bieber tattoo on his leg.
Yeah.
This nigga love Justin Bieber. How you gonna send this dude to kill him? Come on, man.
They had a plan worked out, though. They was like, yo, we gonna hit up Madison Square Garden when he go to his concert. We gonna choke him and his bodyguard out, and then we gonna cut his balls off.
Why?
So, it's like, what kind of plotting do you do where you sit up there and you're like, you know, first off, you know, I ain't got nothing against the kid. I think he's talented. He's put out a couple songs out that I've been like, okay, I see you. Kind of, you know, on that Justin Timberlake.
Wait. Did you just say that you be listening to Justin Bieber?
All right, let me put this out there the right way. I'm not saying that I got his whole CD on my MP3 player or something like that. I ain't saying I got his whole album on shuffle. I'm going to sit up there. I'm going to be at his concert singing songs along with the rest of the teenage girls. I'm saying that I've heard a song or two that I've been like, okay, I see what you trying to do.
Okay. You clean it up real nice. But in my mind, oh, nigga, you got Bieber fever set.
Yo. Yo. But see, I listen to... I'm not going to argue with that. I ain't got no Bieber fever. But the thing is I listen to all types of music. So,
yeah, nah,
it's like...
Nah, I got a couple Justin songs on my shit.
Okay. So now I don't feel bad no more. Because he trying to throw me under the bus and make it seem like I was like, yo...
But I also have an 11-year-old daughter.
Yeah, see? But see, I got a 13-year-old in the house, so...
Damn, okay. All right, then we good.
See, like I said, it wasn't like I just had... It's not like Ant the one who ain't got kids, you know, Black Hawk. He the one that ain't got kids and, you know...
Oh, got every Justin Bieber CD there is. You got ground mixtape. I ain't even know the nigga had one. Hey, if you don't want to hear shit like this, then you better get back on here. I'm gonna roast you every chance I get.
I said he had a Justin Bieber mixtape. I'm weak. You hear that? That's that bus.
Yeah, ran him straight over, dog.
That man said he had a Justin Bieber mixtape and had every CD. I'm crying. That's so funny. Man, yeah, you might want to get back on the show because we're going to keep lobbing jokes as long as you not showing up.
Yeah, so, man. Yo,
but that's crazy, you know, the fact that old boy was plotting on taking him out like that. So I know it's a lot of teenage girls out there.
Oh, they'd have been sick, son.
Yo, and it's a couple older women out there, too, that been plotting on Justin Bieber, so...
Yo, check this out, right? I remember when, what's some nigga's name? B2K. When the niggas came out, right? When they came out, wasn't them niggas like 14, 15 years old?
I'm not gonna say I know, but I think there was something around there.
Yeah, so you had grown women. I mean, I remember sitting in my man's house, his wife talking about, look at that boy. I'm like, nigga, you's a pedophile right now, nigga. That's a child. Yo, come on, man.
Yo, but see, it's stuff like that when women your age be going crazy over teenagers and stuff like that, that make you really want to consider what's going on in your life.
Yeah.
You're like, man, these little kids sitting out here, they got, you know, they send them here all greased up on TV, and these women going crazy. I'm they age, but they ain't going crazy over me like that. So do I really need to get in the gym and do a couple more squats and sit-ups?
All right. Here's the thing. I don't give a fuck what nobody says, right? I do not care. You can tell me anything. Dog. A nigga that's famous, is, I don't care what he look like. As long as he on TV and got some money, it's a chick that's gonna go crazy over him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cause like, look, if let's pick somebody. Let's say, first of all, the fact that Rick Ross is getting pussy is ridiculous.
It's baffling.
You know what I'm saying? So let's take one of them dudes. Okay, matter of fact, the quote come from Tupac, right? They love Tupac.
Yeah.
All chicks love Tupac, right? He said, if I was a regular nigga on the streets, you wouldn't act this way. Why? Now that I'm famous, you can stand next to me and can't control yourself. You're yelling and screaming and shit. Why? If I was a regular dude, you wouldn't do that. So it's about the money and it's about the fame. Especially now, because if, as a female, if you fuck a nigga that's famous, you're famous for some reason.
For some odd reason.
I don't understand that, but that's the way it works, man.
Some odd reason. And those of you who have been with Rick Ross, I'm gonna send this message out for the rest of the world. Go ahead and kill yourself.
No. You know what? Don't kill yourself. Don't kill yourself. Because I'm pretty sure that experience was the worst thing you've ever
You earned that all of it. Yo, that cat was sitting on the Rolling Stone cover a couple months back.
With his shirt off.
And I swear he looked like Sasquatch covered with tattoos. It was like
tattoos and titties.
Yeah, I'm like,
there's nothing good about that. But the fact that women love it. If he was like he's supposed to be, William Roberts, nigga, he would be a fucking joke. You say like, hey baby girl, nigga, get your fat ass out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, that's how he would have walked off.
What's wrong with this nigga? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, that shit be killing me, man. And females, I don't know, man. I wish that chick was on the show today, because I really want to know, man. Like, why do they do that and still say, oh, it's just cause of him? No, it's not. If that nigga was flipping burgers, man, he wouldn't be Jay-Z. He'd be that burger flipping nigga.
Be Sean Carter flipping burgers.
Flipping burgers, man. Like, come on, man. Don't do it. But that's the difference between men and women. Men, I don't care. We really don't care who you are.
Oh, yeah.
As long as you have a box and you want to give it to me, we're good. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Whoa. Let's throw this disclaimer out. Most of the time.
Oh, no, see, you don't know the niggas I know.
Oh, okay.
as long as they have a... Let it get... Let's say the club closed at 2. You got a box and you want to get to me?
All righty then.
Go. Nigga, hey. I don't see what's funny. I don't care if she ain't that cute and got a big old tummy.
I Oh, man. But, nah, I know for a fact that our special guest wasn't, she wouldn't agree with what you said, because she grew up around the likes of Rakim and, you know, she's been around those folks.
But that's a special type of chick, though.
Yeah.
You know? And that's not that every day I watch TV, I see these type of niggas and shit. Like, yo, you ever watch TV with a chick and she's like, ooh, Denzel, if he was here, he wouldn't want your ass.
Yo. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, you get crazy. Come on.
Okay.
All right, motherfucker, let's get it on. Oh no, nigga, you ain't going nowhere.
Cause a lot of people say I changed. A lot of people say, you know, you ain't the same person you used to be. I mean, I'm not in the same place that I used to be. Let me tell you about it. Yeah, some people say I turned Hollywood. If I had a chance, man, I probably would. I thought y'all would be happy for me, but niggas hate it when you make it out the hood. I ain't scared to say I am a changed man. Shit, I had to switch the game plan from hanging in the trap, slanging with a strap for 3 days straight, same shirt and the same pants. They say never bite the hand that feeds you, but they didn't say that they would kill you with the same hand. I'm trying to tell you, man, I ain't playing. I was raised by some gangsters. Every day was gangland. Prince a lame nigga, never. I don't take it personal, I blame it on the devil. I've been through a lot, you feel the pain in my records. Yeah, I changed, but I changed for the better, so. I told my mama I was gonna do this, cause I'm just that real. When you talking about real shit, man, real issues, all the same thing. Yeah, y'all call it changing, I just call it growth. Y'all the main reason that a nigga gotta smoke. I'm a prince, I can't see myself dying over dope. Shawty, I'm tired of going to jail lying under oath. I used to keep the work in the lining of my coat. I had the dubs and the dimes for the low. I used to get the whole thing for the 55, 29 for the split, 425 for the O. Oh, the hustle still in my DNA. If it wasn't for hip-hop, I don't know where I would be today. A couple years ago, I got signed to Good Music, but trust me, that wasn't my first time seeing Ye. I remember taking trips to AZ. Now I'm in the same room with Beyonce and Jay-Z. Cause I got a vision for the ghetto, KP. Now I'm making money, money never made me. Shout it. Yeah, I grew up to this song right here, man. You feel me? Yeah, listen close. People try to slander my reputation. Some of y'all should be sued for defamation. They say we living in the book of Revelations. Y'all can go to hell, cause heaven is my final destination. I've been made my reservation, so try praying for me, shouting instead of hating. I'm out here by myself trying to help the nation. I do it independently, like the Declaration. I don't do it for a profit, I do it cause I'm a prophet. I'm an Ivy League student born working on my doctorate. I do this for the group home and kids who were adopted. Cause ain't nothing sweet around here except for chocolate. Been a real nigga, I was never phony. In the church was the only time I gave a testimony. So if you're hating on Sadell, trust me, I don't fault you. If you feel what I'm saying, shout and meet me at the altar, like.
be so wild, because you'd be like, yo, like take somebody like Trinidad James.
Man.
It'd be like, for real? Like, why are y'all going crazy over this dude? Like, you know when you look at his video and there'd be girls in the video, you'd be like, yeah, they're paid to be there.
Yeah. But now that he has a video, that he's been on a stage, chicks want to fuck him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for real, want to fuck him. And, you know, like, nigga, who has a crooked gold tooth in the middle of their mouth? Nigga, have you seen, yo, like, I can't believe this is the first time we're talking about this shit.
Trinidad James?
Yeah.
There's a reason why we're not talking about that cat.
That is true. But, yo, that song, son, is the worst and the best thing I have ever seen, man. That video, it kills me every, like, when I have a bad day, I put that shit on, man. It's so bad that it's good. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, I can't explain it, man, but that shit cheers me the fuck up, dog.
It's like a train wreck.
Yo, and the fucking spoofs, you know what I'm saying? The parodies of that shit.
Yo.
Man,
off the meat rack.
Yo, the dude, did you see the one about masturbation?
No.
That nigga say, this ain't for no fuck niggas. You don't masturbate, I can't fuck with you. Ow. That nigga, yo, what he say? He say, right hand, 10 strokes, teaspoon of lotion is nothing, nigga.
Yo, that, oh my God. You know what? This is why I hate and I love folks at the same time, because of foolishness just like this.
Yo, that's why I say, yo, it's the best and the worst thing I've ever seen, man. Like, yeah.
Man.
Yo, but the fucked up thing is, I watch it so much and I'm starting to like that shit.
Ain't that the worst though, when you hate a song, but it be everywhere, so you'd be like, all right, man, I'm gonna go ahead and ride to it.
That shit gets stuck in your head, man. Cause yo, I be at work, nigga. I be like, God damn it, I don't even talk like this.
Got caught up. Oh man. But I think that leads right into our next point, is, you know, people with money, period.
Oh, okay. How much money we talking?
Now, we're not talking about, like, you know, somebody making a decent living. We talking about these folks that get famous and just start doing whatever they want.
And lose their motherfucking mind.
Yes. Yes. Case in point, this cat, I think it's ASAP Rocky, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
But this cat was on, I think, 106 in Park.
Yeah.
Rocking a dress. There's no debating anything,
nigga, that was,
about this.
Either that was a dress, or that was one of them gangsta-licious white tees, nigga, from the book.
That was a dress.
You know what I'm saying?
Because the photos I've seen of it, it's a, either he had a, it looked like a wife beater that he just got, like, super huge and whatnot. But then it takes it another step, because he got on, like, leggings and Tim's to match.
But and the bottom of the fucking dress was faded black. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Like, it faded up to the white. I'm like, nigga, that's a summer dress.
So I'm just wondering who let him, you know, why did he think that was a good idea? Man. To walk out like that.
Look, man, fuck that. Look. One of the comments, somebody said, knowing him, that's some old high fashion shit.
Wow.
You need to kill your fucking self for thinking that's okay. That shit is not cool. The first song I've heard of, I heard of ASAP Rocky. I can't remember the name of it, but I liked it. My man put me on, so I'm like, yo, this shit is dope. Then I seen the video. Oh, fuck this nigga.
Yo, I don't understand it. And then to make things worse, you know, first you had him with the dress, and then I turned around and, you know, the Hurricane Sandy benefit concert, Kanye was on stage in a leather skirt.
He wore that shit before. When they was,
are you serious?
When they was doing that Niggas in Paris shit, yeah, he wore that shit before. So not only is it fucked up, but that nigga like it.
Wow. Let me say this. If you're not Irish by any means or Scottish and you're a man, you should not be wearing a skirt by any means.
To me, that's still not okay. Usually you Irish.
But see, that's their culture. That's why, you know, that's their culture.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's good.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying it's a good look.
You can't shit on nobody culture, though. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. A black dude in a skirt. Cause like, yo, you know how bad niggas talked about Samuel L. Jackson when he did that movie with that shit?
What movie?
Formula 51.
No, I ain't even seen that joint.
Hey, you ain't never seen Formula 51?
No.
Good, cause it fucking sucks. But Sam Jackson was in it, and it got some funny parts. But all in all, it was a horrible movie. But a nigga was wearing a kilt.
Oh, wow.
And then promoting the movie, everywhere he went, he wore the kilt. But I will say that Sam always had matching Tims on with that shit.
Yo.
That don't make it better, but the Tims was dope. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
But yeah, man. That kilt shit, dress, I'm going to call it a dress, nigga. These skirts y'all niggas is wearing, that shit's not cool, man. I don't give a like, the shit you do, like the skinny jean shit, the skirt shit, just any dumb shit you do, man, that shit's not cool to me, man. Like, I can't do that.
Yo, I just don't understand, like, where it comes off, like, you know, this is cool.
Yo, like, alright, most people put it on as individuality, you know what I'm saying? I'm an individual. But if everybody's doing it, you're not really an individual. You're just dumb like the rest of these motherfuckers, man.
Exactly. But I don't understand the individualism in it, because I can understand, like, okay, like, remember back when, I say what, 96 time frame, when, you know, Andre, you know, Outkast has always been one of them folks where they wear what they want.
Oh, you know? Them niggas is individuals. You know what I'm saying? You come out in some fur pants and some shoulder pads, nobody's doing that.
Nobody in a perm.
Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's doing that. You got on fur shorts, nigga. Nobody's doing that.
Nobody's doing that. But it's not like it continued. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's not like
on, you know what I'm saying?
It's a one-time thing. You know, I could even give it up for Lady Gaga, some of the stuff she wear. But
I mean, she put on a meat suit, man. She lost all credibility.
Oh, yeah, after the meat suit. Emma look like, she look like bacon strips, like raw bacon strips walking out there. But
bitch made me hungry.
I want to go to IHOP right now. Mm-hmm. Yo, but it's a difference between when, you know, doing stuff like that because that's who you are and you really don't care because you setting trends for yourself, you know, and doing something that is just like, yo, this is not even something that is remotely, you know, unique. Like, normally when you set styles off like that, you have somebody that want to imitate.
Yeah.
Or you do it a one-time thing, you know, but me, I'm not somebody who's going to want to go out and go get me a long, long
dress.
Dress.
It's a dress, man. I'm not doing that.
And the thing is like we said before, you know, so much stuff is called questionable nowadays.
Yeah.
Now, why would you even want to put yourself in a position where it's like, is that a skirt?
Yeah, you know, like, nigga, what is, you all right? You know what I'm saying? You got something to talk to me about? But
you not, man. You know, you're not wearing a long t-shirt and it's bunched up under your hoodie. This is a skirt with pleats in it and everything.
Yeah. But like, yo, that goes along with that shit. Like, yo, man, oh, I'm secure enough in my manhood that I can, nigga, no, you're not.
No,
fuck out of here. Because the first dude to come at you on some old, hey, nigga, I'm trying to give it to you, you're going to want to beat this nigga ass. You know what I'm saying? So you're not securing your manhood type shit, nigga. That shit don't work, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, you can tell me whatever you want to tell me, but we know when it come down to it, dog, if a nigga tell you, nigga, you look good in that dress, I want to bust you open. That dress coming the fuck off, man.
I'm done. You're gonna lie, then. I'm not wearing this no more. Go ahead and burn that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, you know what? I really wasn't feeling this anyway. You know what I'm saying? They the label gave this to me.
But at what point do you stop selling your soul for money?
Yo, like, man. For real, yo. I ask myself that shit every day. Like, at what point do you tell these niggas, like, look, man, I'm not doing that? Like, when do you man up, dog?
Be like, yo, you going too far. Yeah. I'm not.
Like, yo,
I'm not doing this.
The kid, what's the dude name? Miguel.
Yeah.
All right. The nigga haircuts be funny as shit.
Yeah.
But the clothes he was wearing made the shit look worse. So he was on Power 105, the Breakfast Club. And they asked him, like, yo, why was you doing that, man? He's like, man, that was the label and all that shit. No, nigga, the label can't make you put on some ignorant shit. Look here, man, we want you to wear these. Nigga, I'm not wearing that shit. Come on, man up, dog.
Yeah, like, it just makes me wonder, like, when you're sitting there and the label brings something to you like that, like, yo, we want you to wear this, you know, print suit with the butt cheeks hanging out. Like, at what point do you look at your contract and be like, there's nothing in my contract that say I have to wear stuff like this. So why are we even having this discussion?
For real, I'm not about to do that shit.
Like, nah. That's why I think, you know, a lot of people, you know, respect the whole underground music scene more than they do a lot of these folks who do hit it big, because it seemed like when you hit it big, you start losing yourself to stupid stuff.
Yeah,
like,
man,
that.
Like, nobody, not everybody is that person. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, but then again, like, nigga, we catch you in your everyday shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you going to the mall or going anywhere in some dumb shit. Like, do you start feeding into that? Like, yo, this way, you're like, all right, yo, what's that shit? Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Daniel Radcliffe, dog, is a genius. Harry Potter was doing a play in London or some shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
For 6 months. Every day they came out of the theater from the performance, paparazzi was out there. They was tired of him, right? So what did he do?
Mm-hmm.
He wore the same outfit every day when he left the theater.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he said he changed his drawers and t-shirts and shit, but it was the same jacket, same pants. So all the pictures they took looked like the same day. Nobody would print them because it looked like the same pictures, dog. I was like, yo, that's fucking amazing, man.
Yeah. That's funny. That is smart, though.
Hell yeah, man. I was like, yo, that dude's a fucking genius, man.
yo. That, but see, that's the type of thinking right there where, you know, you do your job and then you go about your way.
Yeah. That's it. Like, yo, like, really, man, they need to put a stop to this paparazzi shit. Because that shit is ridiculous, man. Them niggas is, you got laws against stalking. That's basically what them niggas is doing. They following niggas from their crib, going through their trash and shit. Like, yo, nigga, I can't get a random piece of ass without y'all niggas knowing about it before I'm done. You know, come on, man. That's just not cool.
Oh, man. But continuing on with this whole people with money stuff.
Yeah.
Going in the opposite direction, people who had money and then
lost it.
Lose it. It's like, you know, average folks like me, we said this before. If I come up in money, I'm not going to pretend like, you know, I have lost my mind. Yeah, I'm going to enjoy some of the finer things. I'm going to get me a nice car. I'm going to take trips. You know,
I say a good meal is going to get fucked off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I have to do that, man. Just for the simple fact to get that shit out of my system, man.
Just to do it. Just to say, you know what? I've seen a million. Let me go ahead and, you know, do something amazing that you always dreamed
hell
of.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
take that trip to Dubai or something,
you know,
like
saying
that.
All that shit you dreamed about, you got to get that out the way, man.
Yeah. But at some point, when do you sit up there and say, okay, I'm content with having fun, but spending money on stupidness,
yeah,
is where I draw the line at? Because recently, I mean, this is something that's been ongoing for the longest time, but you hear about these ball players and entertainers who are broke, they owe money on their taxes and stuff like that. And it's like, yo, you're making millions of dollars,
man.
We're not talking about just 1 million. You came up on, you know, stuff like, even folks who hit the lottery, it's like you are making millions of dollars. I'm talking about Dr. Evil millions, you know, millions of dollars. And yet you managed to blow it on some of the stupidest stuff I've ever heard.
Yeah. Nigga, why do you have gold sinks in your house, man?
There's nothing. Okay, yeah, that looks nice, but there's nothing enhancing about that.
Not at all, nigga.
Unless that gold sink was gonna step there and self-wash itself and help me shave, pick hair bumps out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, man. That's motherfucker, look, man. $1 million car, nigga,
it's not
really
worth it.
$1 million car. Yes, it's the most expensive car in the world. Stupid. It's the fastest car in the world. You're never gonna go that fucking fast, man. And if you do go that fast, I think that Bugatti shit, I think if you push that bitch as fast as it's supposed to go, you'll burn a tank of gas in like 20 seconds or some shit like that.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? And you'll burn the tires off that bitch. Nigga, I don't want that. I don't. Come on.
It's not worth it. Okay, and let me say this. If you're going to blow money on something like that, at least have the foresight to still have backup money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
nigga, be secure before you do that dumb shit.
You know, one of the lines, you know, Jay-Z, say what you want about the man and whatnot. That dude know his money. You know what I'm saying? Like he said on that one joint, what is it? On Kanye's album. What is it? Ridiculous. I can't think of the name of the song right now. It's on the tip of my tongue. The joint, it got him, it got Sigh the Prince, it got Pusha T, Kanye, Jay-Z, and they get talking about stuff, and he say, you know, I lost 30 mil and you know, I'm so secure. Pretty much he was saying, you know, I'm so secure in my money that I lost 30 mil, and it was a dig at Hammer too, because Hammer was trying to, for some reason,
yeah, he was going Hammer. To Jay-Z. Yeah, I remember that shit.
Yeah, but it was like, yo, he said I lost, I'm so appalled, that's the name of the joint. That's the name of it. But he was like, you know, I lost 30 million, but unlike Hammer, 30 million can't hurt me. Mm. You know, okay, so he's securing his stuff, because, I mean, you know, he got the clothes. He got the 40-40 club.
Yeah.
You know, he's securing his money. So if he go and buy a Bugatti and whatnot, he's good. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, oh, okay, I spent this million, and now I'm looking out for the rest of, you know, I got to watch my paycheck the rest of the time.
Yeah.
He's good. But when you start getting out of hand with stuff, it's like, yo, why are you broke? I have no sympathy for these folks who get money
man.
Like that.
Because, all right, yo, it's a TV show on BET. It's called Don't Sleep. Have you ever seen that shit?
Nah,
all right, good. Never
work out, BET.
Yeah, never watch it. But last night they had Antoine Walker and some other dude. I don't even know the nigga name, but he's from the NFL, and he only spent 6 years in the NFL. The most money he made was $400,000 a year. Antoine Walker had a $110 million contract. Antoine Walker's broke. The other nigga took his money and is still making money. And only played football for 6 years. I don't know how long Antoine Walker's career was. But either way, $110 million, nigga, and you have nothing?
Nothing?
Come on, yo. Kid.
Nothing. It's like, yo, I remember a few years back, Latrell Sprewell, Mr., you know, I'm going to choke my basketball coach.
Yeah.
This cat, he that was the start of me saying, you know what, I have no respect for these cats who go out and blow their money like this, because this cat was making, I'm talking about from the Golden State Warriors to the Knicks to, who was it, the Timberwolves he was playing with?
Yeah.
At one point with KG?
Yeah.
Yeah. This cat was making fat contracts. He was set for life. But when he were, it was like right around the time where, you know, he just kind of fell out the league and whatnot. They was trying to pay him. They was trying to offer him a nice, you know, mid-level veterans contract and everything. This cat was like, yo, this money is not enough. I got mouths to feed.
Nigga, what are you feeding them?
What are you feeding your kids?
For real.
Yo, is a cow like a clone cow or something like that, where it keeps regurgitating its own meat or something like that? I don't understand it. I don't understand how you have money like that and you turn out a contract because it's not enough, because you got mouths to feed. I'm sorry, I got mouths to feed, and I don't see nowhere near
that, nigga. You know what I'm saying? There's no.
And I manage. You know what I'm saying? I manage. So how you got millions and you got mouths to feed?
Yo, but for the simple fact, man, that the shit you do is way more important than the shit this nigga do. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you're in the military, and this nigga play a fucking game that anybody could play, and y'all paying this nigga $1 million, man. Nigga, I potentially could have died. You know what I'm saying? You know? And I'm getting peanuts, nigga. This nigga plays a game that children play, and y'all giving him millions of dollars, man. That don't seem wrong to no fucking body.
It's highly wrong. But I mean, it is what it is. You know, you can't sit up there and you can complain about it all day, yada whoop de woo. You know, teachers should be getting paid more money, all that stuff. You can sit up there and complain about it all day, but it's the way of the world.
But the fact that you niggas fuck this money off, that's the shit gets me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you get no sympathy from me at all. None. Because there's no reason why, you know, no reason why you getting a $50 million contract offer and you talking about that's not enough because I got mouth to feed.
Nigga.
Okay, whoa.
Nigga,
excuse me?
I'm not going to see $50 million in my life. Nigga, you getting that shit at one fucking time, nigga, I'd have fucking kicked you in your ass, nigga.
Yo, they could tell me right now they're going to give me $2 million to sit on the bench and pass towels to Rondo and whoever else in the league.
Cool.
And I'm going to do it. And, you know, I'm going to be out there in a suit.
Oh.
I'm talking about some old blackface type stuff. Yes, sir, boss. $2 million?
You want me to dance for your boss?
I'm set. I'm paying my bills off. I'm talking about no bills. I'm getting me a nice house. We going to be set.
No,
I don't have no issues. Yeah. And all I got to do is hand you a towel for $2 million? Okay, then.
And if you rich motherfuckers don't stop fucking and having babies, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you? Nigga, why do you have 12 to 13 children, nigga?
It's one of those things, like, just because you can, don't mean
you should, man. God damn. Like,
and again, go ahead.
Nah, go ahead, man.
Nah, I was gonna say, and again, even if you do, just because you can, pay your child support. You have no reason not to pay your child support, and you're making millions of dollars.
Real. And look, all right, don't be an asshole, okay? The bottom line is the child support system is very fucked up. The fact that it's based on your income is wrong.
Yeah.
I'm saying that's just wrong. So if you don't be a dummy and let that woman go through the system, you can set it up with her where you're not gonna get fucked off. You know what I'm saying? Look, baby, I will give you this amount of money. You know what I'm saying? 9 times out of 10, it's gonna be way less than what the state wants you to give. So if you do that, don't stop shitting on these. Get these women pregnant and then shitting on them.
For one, yeah. Two, I think you need to start screening the women that you impregnate anyway.
Nigga, this is.
I mean, that's a whole nother segment.
This is what happened when you don't screen the clients, nigga.
I'm talking about checking birth certificate. History, we need to go through a mental stability check and everything like that, because it's some women out there who they get you and they get their claws in you and they do anything in their power to hurt you.
Yo.
When it comes to the kids, and that's no respect at all,
yeah,
when it comes to that. That's, because
look,
you know, I heard a story before of a dude who he got 3 kids. And he got 3 kids, and he's taking care of them the best he can.
Yeah.
But she's playing a system where she's over in Puerto Rico, and she got this dude paying child support money. She's taking pretty much all his check for his 3 kids.
Come on.
And you know, he's trying to do what he can, but she up in the size that, oh, you know, I want to put him in a private school, so you need to help with that.
No, I don't.
And it's a private school. You don't have to go to a private school.
Yeah, nah.
It's a want.
Public
it's
school.
Not a need.
Public school. For
yeah. But, you know, he loved his kids, so he was like, all right. But now she hitting him up every chance she get, and she's going through the system playing this dude, and he's pretty much powerless to stop
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico got a whole nother set of rules in the United States, so he got to fly over there and deal with that. And it's just like, yo, he didn't want to be with the woman no more.
Yeah,
that's one thing. But if you trying to take care of your seed and you get stuck, that's where it's like, man, you got to scream.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, but that's the thing, though. If you don't want to take care of your kids, they fuck you. Even if you do want to take care of your kids, they still fuck you, man. Like,
yeah.
You can't win, dog. You can't. Like, yo, man, it don't make no sense, man, that a nigga that love his kids. First of all, nigga, stop nutting in these bitches. That shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and okay, let me put this out there. When I say bitches, I don't mean all women. It's some women that fit in that category. And you know who, you know what I'm saying? So stop doing that, man. Like, look, especially dudes in the military. I've seen a lot of dudes in the military, man, that got caught up because I'm on a pass. She want to fuck. She don't want me to use no rubber. Nigga, I just want some ass. You're an asshole. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
That's when I don't feel no sympathy, because it's like, for real?
Yeah, like, yo, dog, really? Like, come on, man. Stop it, Aki. That's not cool, man. You know outside of military posts what's going down, man. And it happens all the time. Like, yo, you've talked to niggas that's been caught up in that shit. Why would you still do that, man?
Yeah, why are you not learning their lesson?
Yeah, for real. Like, yo, niggas tell you, man, look, don't do this. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, you still go out there and do it, man.
That's that hard-headedness. That's like, oh, it's not going to happen to me. That you know, oh, it's not going to happen to me because I'm set. Okay. And then you caught up, and now you sitting there looking stupid.
Yeah, that's what I like to call that old the dun-dun-dun shit, man.
Yeah, like for real? For real. It's just like, wow.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, let's stop talking about people with money, man. You get my blood pressure up.
This is a great TV. Nothing beats a flash.
What are you doing? That's my customer.
It certainly is not. When I came upon her, she was unattended.
No, that's what.
Put the check on there. Pick up this.
She was unattended because I went to the back to get the brochure that she requested.
I apologize, but it's too late. The transaction has been completed.
Well, then you're going to give me half the commission.
You will receive none of the commission.
Yeah, I need to talk to Paula. This is crazy, man.
This is bullshit. Every time I make a sale, you go crying to Paula. How about Jesse Jackson? Oh, Jesse, he needs a cause.
Sick of you poaching my customers.
I'm sick of your crybaby bullshit.
You want to take the shit outside? You want to just take it outside and just squash it?
No, let's stay inside so everybody can see what a pussy you have, okay? Because when I remove the blade I keep in my boot from its sheath, I can't return it until it has spilled blood.
Okay, listen to me. You are fucking with the wrong nigga.
Hey, you're fucking with the wrong son nigga, okay?
Dude, I will hang your old ass by your turban.
Oh, turban now? Do you see any fucking turban here? Do I talk like a turban guy? Do I say, hey, Jay, do you want a slurpee? You want a slurpee? Fuck you, okay? I was born in Brooklyn, okay? My accent is a fucking Brooklyn accent, okay? Okay?
All right, man, calm down, dude. Look, you still covering my shift on Friday or what?
If I can keep this commission, with pleasure.
Coolin'. All right, Pop.
No problem.
Lotion all in my hay. Dig all in my pain. Stroking all of my cock. Don't believe me, J-Watt. Nigga, don't believe me, J-Watt.
Stroke.
Don't believe me, J-Watt. Nigga, don't believe me, J-Watt.
Stroke.
Don't believe me, J-Watt.
I say, this ain't for no fuck niggas. Yo, masturbate, I can't fuck with you.
Yeah.
This one for them hood bitches that masturbate with three fingers.
Yeah.
Vibrator with the dildo. If your nigga ain't smash. Don't be ashamed about your game, ho. Get your orgasm.
Get it?
Vaseline, hair grease, lock butter, it don't matter.
Long as it lubricate.
All friends we know about you, don't buy lotion unless it's popular. This one for them colleges, them cold nights for no sex.
You a little?
Shout out to them freshmen.
Yeah.
On Pornhub, spray flex.
Get it?
Bustin' up and I'm sweating. Bustin' up and I'm sweating. Ooh. Mama always told me, boy, clean up your mess.
On the car,
got one hand with 10 strokes, teaspoon of lotion is nothing. I masturbate behind clothes, though. Oh, I do the shit in public.
I don't care.
Lotion all in my hand. Dig all in my pain. Stroking all of my cock. Don't believe me, J-Watt. Nigga, don't believe me, J-Watt.
Stroke.
Don't believe me, J-Watt. Nigga, don't believe me, J-Watt.
Stroke.
Don't believe me, J-Watt.
Red bones in my bed.
Yeah.
All I do is look at them. Lotion all in my hand.
Yeah.
Hell no, I ain't smashing. Left hand, right hand, I'm feeling ambidextrous. If you wanna impress me, Johnson Johnson for Christmas.
Yeah.
These girls disgust me, but my hands stay classy.
Okay.
Psoriasis on my dick, but it's never ashy. These girls disgust me, but my hands stay classy.
Yeah.
Psoriasis on my dick, but it's never ashy.
Any other show, forget that, yo.